Our meditation today is in Psalm 119, verses 121 through 128. Please turn there with me. Psalm 119, 121 through 128, section Ayin. I have done justice and righteousness. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Be surety for your servant for good. Do not let the proud oppress me. My eyes fall from seeking your salvation and your righteous word. Deal with your servant according to your mercy and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. It is time for you to act, O Lord, for they have regarded your law as void. Therefore, I love your commandments more than gold, yes, than fine gold. Therefore, all your precepts concerning all things I considered to be right, I hate every false way. Well, this is called section Ayin because every single verse starts with that letter, Ayin. And children, I've got to tell you, this is a letter for a sound that we don't even have in our English language. In fact, properly in the Hebrew or Arabic, it sounds something like ah, down in your throat. So the letter actually is properly pronounced close to ayin. But most of us can't make that sound. As a matter of fact, little Israelite children today, little Israeli children living in Israel, and little Arab children learn to make that sound just like they learn to make every other sound when they're little kids. Most adults can't learn to do it. This is how it is that someone who learned it from childhood is more trusted than, say, someone who can't say the ayin because they didn't grow up in it. So we had a missionary's son, a missionary of the RP Church's son who grew up in Syria, who was very useful to our government because he could speak the Arabic and say this letter quite properly. Well, it's more important that we look at not merely this letter, ayin, but that we look at the text of our psalm here. Like with the rest of the psalms, and the rest of Psalm 119, this psalm is about the Word. And this psalm is about the Word become flesh, our Lord Jesus Christ. Any application to us only happens, and it does happen, because ultimately this is speaking about Jesus and applies to Him. So, for example, we look at the very first verse. I have done justice and righteousness. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Now, any Christian can use that for an appeal in the midst of persecution and opposition of all sorts. But it's only because our Lord Jesus most excellently and most truly has fulfilled this verse. Who of us can say that we have done justice and righteousness? No, we cannot, and we shall see more of that later this afternoon as we look at the third commandment. Only Jesus has done so. However, we who are found in Jesus now have a righteousness that is in Him, and we shall look at that more in this first service's sermon. We have a righteousness of God, and because of that, more and more characteristically, that works out in our life, and we can appeal to God that because His Spirit is within us, and this new life is within us, this which Jesus has accomplished for us is something that we can appeal to Him not to forsake us. Now, our Lord Jesus, of course, was fully forsaken there on the cross, that we who are in Him might never be fully forsaken. I'm struck once again by what I saw on the internet a few weeks ago, and I've probably mentioned it several times now, but it says striking, it won't hurt for you to think about it again, that when you get to heaven, every one of you who is in Jesus Christ, and you meet all the beloved ones of God there, the ones without number, you will never meet a single one who was ever forsaken, fully forsaken by God. Not a one, well, all but one. the only one you shall ever meet in heaven, forsaken by God, was your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, going on in verse 122, be surety for your servant for good. Do not let the proud oppress me. What's surety mean? Well, some of you kids are getting close to age 16, and I know that some of you are working hard to earn money for a new car. Now, a lot of times, I don't know that you kids will be doing this. I don't know if this is the plan for you or not, but a lot of times when kids get their first car, they need to borrow some money, like say from a bank, and being age 16, they can't legally do so. So someone has to sign it for them. Or if their credit's not so good, someone has to at least sign on the loan to guarantee that it will get paid. This is called a co-signer. Sometimes it's called a surety. A surety is one who guarantees that the loan will get paid off. If this one ends up a deadbeat, they'll pay it. And here it is that the psalmist says, be surety for your servant for good. Do not let the proud oppress me. Well, David or whoever it was that wrote this psalm had a surety. And we who are in Jesus Christ have a surety. We could not pay the debt that our sin required, but Jesus has paid it for us. He has attained righteousness for us. He has paid off the debt that we owe for our sin. He is the surety. Therefore, he, the servant, in the most excellent sense of God, the servant that the psalmist speaks of being in Psalm 125, has served his Father's will and has served us by saving us by his perfect life, his atoning death, and his victorious resurrection from the dead. It is because he served his Father's will, declared in heaven, and worked out through his life, death, resurrection. It is because that service was accomplished that you and I are made to be servants. We have that privileged position of being servants of God, being used by him for his glory. Because we are his servants, we can pray and pray confidently that God would give us wisdom and that we would know his word, his testimonies more and more. Well, there's much more to be found in here, but for a meditation, we don't need to pick out everything. God willing, we'll come back to this in 3.5 years or so. We can pick out perhaps other things at that time. But I do want you to remember that even though this starts with ion, there are some S's in here to think of. We think of Jesus as the one who has saved us. We know that he is our surety, and because he is a servant, we are servants of his. Well, let's sing this in our psalm books, and we don't have a letter ion. In our own psalm books, we have this portion of Psalm 119 in 119Q. Let's turn there. Let's sing from there.